KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on KJAN, live from Des Moines. Here's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, thank you, Marissa. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to high school state tournament basketball once again for a second day here on KJAN. It's Nottoway Valley and Kemper Catholic gets set to face off in a Class 2A first-round matchup here today. And, well, you don't have to go far to compare these two teams. All you have to do is look back to a game back on February 8th down in Greenfield. They played already once this year.
Yeah, it was a close game the first time these two teams played. It came down right to the wire and just a four-point victory for Nottoway Valley. And it was back on February the 8th, so not too in the distant future. These teams are very familiar with each other and know that they're going to have a tough ball game. It's kind of, I think, one of those games where the teams really match up as far as their styles are concerned. They're both very athletic teams that can get up and down the floor if they want to. They've got a lot of decent size out there in certain positions, and a team that, you know, just kind of got that build of basketball players on both squads. It should be a fun matchup.
Well, Nottoway Valley is one of those teams that you have to be real careful of when it comes to, their offensive side. They're the highest scoring team in this Class 2A tournament on the season, but when they played earlier this season, it was a close game. It was a two-point game at halftime. It was a two-point edge in the fourth quarter as Nottoway Valley picked up a 64-60 win over Kemper Catholic in that contest. And in that basketball game, for the Knights, they just didn't shoot quite as well. But they did a lot of other things well. In that ball game, Kemper Catholic actually out-rebounded Nottoway Valley 37-25, including a 17-7 edge on the glass offensively, but that was largely because they were missing shots. They shot 40%, 22 of 55 from the floor, compared to 53% for Nottoway Valley, 24 of 45. Both teams shot decent at the three-point line, 7 of 18 for Nottoway Valley, 6 of 16 for Kemper Catholic, and free throws, 10 of 15 for Kemper Catholic, but only 9 out of 19 for Nottoway Valley, so that's one of the reasons that game kind of stayed a little bit close. But, boy, Cole Neary for Kemper Catholic was just brutal in that game for his team, as he took 13 shots, connected on only one of them. You take him out of the mix, they actually shoot decent. But it was a tough night for him as he scored just 5 points. They did have two players in double figures, Riley Bach and Sam Brinks, 16 and 15 for them. But it was a tough night for Kemper Catholic shooting-wise when you factor in Neary's numbers. On the other side, you get more good numbers inside from Alex Welsh. He finished with 15 points, 6 of 8 shooting down low. And also Brad Bowder had 15. Dean Frank had 15 points in that game. They also had 11 from T.J. Bauer. Solid performance. Hard to beat a team when you get a lot of players contributing.
Yeah, and they've got a lot of different guys that really can step up and fill that role for Nottoway Valley. That's why they've been such a tough team to beat throughout the season, is they've got a lot of, a couple players that you look at and say, well, those two guys are kind of stars, but they still have a lot of guys that can step up on any night and make big plays for them. It was Ursham that hit the big shot for them to get them here to the state tournament. So, a lot of different players in different roles. They play those roles well, and that's why they're so tough.
Well, the two teams on the floor getting ready here tonight as Nottoway Valley joins Kemper Catholic on the floor now to get themselves to loosen up. Last few shot attempts before the ball game starts here today. We're just about 10 minutes or so away from tip-off here this morning. Nottoway Valley, Kemper Catholic in a 2A quarterfinal round game. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back with more for you here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Spring is just around the corner, and that means track is starting and runners are getting out of the gym. Even though it's springtime, don't let the weather fool you. It still gets chilly, and Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic has all the gear to keep you warm. Hi, this is Zach. Come in and check out our compression tights and shirts to keep you warm while you're running. We also carry a full line of coats, coveralls, sweatshirts. Everything you need to keep warm, we have. Stop in at Outfitters Plus Retail Store, the best kept secret in town, located on the east edge of Atlantic.
We have all become experts at customizing. We customize the ringtone on our cell phones. We customize the wallpaper on our computers. Your local Pekin Insurance Agency, Rocker Carnes & Carnes, in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, has agents on staff who are experts at customizing insurance programs. Whatever type of insurance coverage you need, auto, home, business, life, or health, Rocker Carnes & Carnes will customize an insurance program for you. Call Rocker Carnes & Carnes for customized insurance coverages with valuable personal attention to your specific needs from Pekin Insurance.
Bugs, spiders, and bees, yuck. Some boys may like them, but I don't. I don't want them in my house. And if you don't want them in your house, you need to call my Grandpa Bill at Atlantic Pest Control. Grandpa will help you get rid of those creepy, crawly things. He's the best at getting rid of bugs.
Atlantic Pest Control will help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. For your free estimate, which might be more affordable than you think, give Bill a call at 243-6900 and rid yourself of those creepy, crawly pests today.
When they say expect more from a train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area train dealer. Do you know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we get set for 2A state basketball for you here today between the Kemper Catholic Knights and the Nottoway Valley Wolverines. And we talked about the first time these two teams met up here as they started the season, but they also, of course, had to work their way here to the state tournament as well. And it's been a, I guess, a tough road here once again. You look at a lot of teams out there and you look at their records and think, well, maybe they kind of cruised on in, but both teams did have some tough games to work their way here to the state tournament.
Yeah, for Kemper Catholic, they beat Otobolt Arthur BCIG 76-64, and then IKM Manning 68-53 in the district round, and then top Red Oak 59-46 in the sub-state championship game. You know, five of the eight losses for Kemper Catholic this year, as they're 16-8 on the season, were the Class 3A teams playing out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference, and Kemper also came back and beat IKM Manning and Red Oak in the tournaments. Those are teams they lost to in the regular season.
So we had a little bit of a tough run there for Kemper Catholic, and of course they have had some tough times here in some ball games throughout the year. But right now here, before we talk about Nottoway Valley, we'll listen in here for our national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we direct your attention to the playing floor, where Korea Pilgrim, sophomore at West Delaware High School, is a member of the All-State Chorus, and in 2012 was an All-State soloist. Korea is involved in show choir, jazz band, musical, soccer, and many other extracurricular activities. They earned multiple Division I ratings at the Iowa High School Music Association solo and ensemble contests. Her choir director and dad is Dwayne Pilgrim. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Korea Pilgrim and our national anthem.
Taking care of here to get the day started here for state basketball at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And we're about ready to get going here. And we'll take a little bit of a look now here at Nottoway Valley. Of course, they've had a terrific season at 23-1 overall here on the season. And their only loss coming and playing up in class against a tough Creston squad here this year. And they had a very exciting game at the end of the season to get them here to the state tournament.
Yeah, they picked up wins over Panorama 67-29 and then I-35 56-47 in the district and beat North Polk 64-61 in the sub-state in a thrilling game that came right down to the end. Their only loss this year was to a Class 3A team that was top 10 rated in Creston 59-49 back in January, and they were the champions of the Pride of Iowa Conference. You know, both these teams have some history here at the state tournament. Nottoway Valley was runner-up in 2005, the champs in 2006. They placed third in 07, and they were fourth in last year's tournament. They're 8-4 overall. Fontenelle also played here at the tournament back in 1948. And when you look at Kemper Catholic, how much time do you have? They've been here 12 times before. They were second in 69, fourth in 76. They were fourth in 78. They were fourth in 79. They were the champs in 85, fourth in 91, second in 93, fourth in 94. They were fourth place in 95. They were third in 2010. They were also here in 71 and also in 99. As well. They're 15-7 all time here at the state tournament. Tyler Edwards in his seventh season here at Kemper Catholic. They were third in the Hawkeye 10 conference, and they've had a pretty good season considering they play up about every night.
Yeah, it's been a tough season there for them, and of course it shows a little bit there on the overall record, but they're still a very tough team, and they know that we're going to get a good game here between these two tonight, especially considering the matchup they already had here this year. That's a look at how the two teams have gotten here as well. We'll take a quick 1 minute break, come back, get you the starting lineups. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Have you checked out the new Anita Sinclair location? For your convenience, they offer gas and diesel, pay at the pump 24/7. They accept the Olson card, debit, and any major credit cards. They also have a great new convenience store. Plus, they do tire repair and service work. And don't forget about Olson Fuel Supply for on-the-farm delivery of gasoline or diesel fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, the keep-you-going company.
Optimize your storage and keep tools secure with John Deere tool chests and toolboxes. They feature a rugged design, heavy-duty construction, easy lifting lids, and locks to keep your tools safe. Plus, this month only, when you purchase a 36-inch John Deere truck toolbox, a John Deere tool chest, or cabinet, you'll receive a 20-piece metric combination wrench set for free. Optimize your tool storage. Talk to your local Horizon Equipment parts manager today, and be sure to visit www.horizonequip.com.
And welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we get to look at the starting lineups here for these two teams now. And we'll start off here with the Kemper Catholic Knights. They are the visiting squad here on the scoreboard today. They'll be wearing their road dark uniforms, the red uniforms with the gold lettering and gold and white trim. And here's their starting five. Number 11, Carter Ludwig, the 5'11 senior. Number 15, Alex Dries, the 6'3 junior. Number 23, Cole Neary, the 6'6 junior. Number 43, Sam Brinks, the 6'6 junior. Number 45, Chris Halber, the 6'5 senior. Your starting lineup for the Knights.
Well, Neary and Brinks both average at 16 points a game. And I mentioned earlier, 1 of 13 from the floor for Cole Neary the first time these two teams played. You can't afford to have one of your leading scorers just go 1 for the night from the floor if you expect to come back and win a basketball game. And any better shooting from him and some of the other kids here today.
For the Nottoway Valley Wolverines, they are listed as the home squad. They'll be wearing their home white uniforms with the purple lettering and purple trim. And the crowd following suit here today as well, wearing the white shirts here today to support the Wolverines. Here's their starting five. Number 10, Brad Bowler, the 5'10 senior. Number 14, Dean Frank, the 6-foot senior. Number 22, Dan Ersham, the 6'2 senior. Number 30, TJ Bauer, the 6'3 junior. And number 54, Alex Welsh, the 6'7 senior. Their starting lineup for the Wolverines.
Yeah, and it's a team that plays very quickly. I mean, they just flat play quick. That's the difference you probably see between the teams. Catholic has the ability to play quick, even a little bigger. And they are a little bit bigger on the floor. But Nottoway Valley plays a quick brand of basketball. They move the ball very quickly. They don't sit pat very often. They're not like Grinnell, where they're going to skip the stopwatch out and make sure they take a shot every 11 seconds, but they don't like to sit around and pass the basketball. They like to pass it with a purpose, going to the basket. They're a fun team to watch, and they do get a lot of mileage out of Alex Welsh, their 6'7 senior down low. He's their leading scorer, 16 a game. Brad Bowder's had a terrific season as a senior this year, playing the point, scoring 16 a game as well. They have a lot of guys. They darn near had five guys, their entire starting lineup, averaging double digits.
That's a heck of an accomplishment on a season, and they'll try to bring that here today to game. As Nottoway Valley once again comes in with a record of 23-1. Their head coach, Daryl Burmeister, and also for the Kemper Catholic Knights. They come with that 16-8 record, and their head coach is Tyler Edwards. They're just finishing up the lineups here. We're about ready to get things tipped off here for this one, as we have 2A state basketball for you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Good crowd piling in on hand here. We'll take one quick 2 second break. Be right back. Get your tip-off. You're listening to Ice Basketball.
Guthrie's River Rockets. Two nights, eight bands, one big party, July 26th and 27th. Friday, it's Chris Cagle and Big and Rich with Cowboy Troy. Then Saturday, July 27th, it's Josh Thompson, Gretchen Wilson, and Hank Williams Jr. Guthrie's River Rockets. Two-day discounted tickets, VIP, and camping go on sale February 9th at MidwestTix.com. Want all the details? Get them at Guthrie'sRiverRuckets.com. Sponsored by Budweiser, Pop and Joe's RV Center, Guthrie County State Bank, Butler, Grand. Me and Dr. Pepper.
And welcome back here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We're about ready to tip things off. Introductions have been taken care of. The two teams out on the floor and getting ready to play basketball here for the Wolverines. Once again, they've got those home white uniforms with the purple lettering and red. And for Kemper Catholic, they're wearing their road red uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Ball is up in the air, and tap is won here by Nottoway Valley. They'll start off with the basketball as Bowler will bring it up the floor here. He'll kick it over here to T.J. Bauer. Bauer's going to drive and dish it off to Bowler underneath. He has to kick it back up top as he's cut off on the baseline. Pump fake on the outside, and they move it around the perimeter. Hersham gave it left side. Now it's tipped and stolen away inside. They're looking inside, and it's stolen away here by the Knights. Chris Halber came up with it.
Yeah, and pass too tall off of Welsh's hands. He couldn't get up and get that one.
And now the Knights try to pass it down, though, and it's knocked out of bounds off of a foot, so it'll be a Kemper Catholic basketball underneath. Inbound pass here for the Knights. They'll lob it up high in the hands of Halber, and now it goes left side. Three-point attempt on the way. That's a two. It's called just over the line, as it's knocked down by Cole Neary, so I guess he's off to as good a start as he had the entire game the first time these teams played. Bowler will drive it in left side, kick it outside to Hersham. He pump fakes. Now kicks it up top. Bauer, he'll pull up for the three ball. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Hersham the rebound. He goes up strong to the rack. Missed the shot. Rebound fought for, and Bauer's going to get called for going over the back.
Yeah, a little too aggressive on the rebound effort that time, but boy, those shots have to go in. That was a close-in shot there by Hersham right at the rim.
So Bauer picks up the foul contest, and now Kemper Catholic will bring it up the floor here. Neary has it out top. He'll kick it over left side, get it right back. He'll get a screen from Halber and go right. Down in the corner, they pass the ball. Now down low underneath, trying to work through traffic. Shot blocked. It's tipped around, loose on the floor, and Welsh comes up with it here for the Wolverines. So a missed opportunity there for the Knights as Sam Brinks couldn't do anything with it down low. Now out top, Bowler has it poked away by Neary. He gets it back, though. Now he'll start it up. Kick it out top. Into the hands of Dean Frank. He works his way, kicks it out to Bauer on the arc. He'll drive now, go around, layup good. T.J. Bauer with a nice quick step to get around and go baseline, and he gets the bucket. It's tied up at two apiece. Left side pass now here into the hands of Neary. He'll pick it up and dump it off out front. Ludwig has it. Now into the hands of Dries. He'll swing it around. Ludwig puts it on the floor, up top, Dries, back to Ludwig, now baseline, brings the pump fake, and he lost the handle on it going to the basket, but we're going to hit a foul call anyways, as Welsh came to him a little bit. Alex Welsh is going to pick up his first foul.
Has a fortunate little opportunity there for Kemper because he was stumbling with the basketball coming off the dribble, but got bumped, and they got the foul call.
Inbound pass will come underneath here, Brinks will key it in, he kicks it inside, Dries, now they'll work it around up top. Drive here by Halber. He threw the pass and stolen away. Frank got in there and stripped it away. He'll run up the floor the other direction. Spins. Kick out. Bowler. Three. On the way. Too strong. Rebound right into the hands of Ludwig. Ludwig off to Dries. He'll kick it up left side. Halber in the corner. It goes to Neary. Neary down low underneath. Brinks. Shot blocked by Welsh and he takes it away.
That was easy. A shot block. Welsh going to get all year. He just stood there and knocked it away.
Bowler up the floor, kicks it off to Frank on the scoop pass. He'll drive in the lane, and we're going to have a foul call on the floor. Whistled against the Knights, and we'll inbound underneath here in a moment.
Both these teams playing very aggressive defensively, Chris, getting right up in the grill of the other guys, too. We're going to see a lot of these little bumps and pushes and things because everybody's really challenging the basketball.
Cutter Ludwig picks up the foul. Inbound pass now here. Frank drives baseline, kicks it back. Now to Welsh at the high post. He'll drive right around Halber. Shot up no good. Rebound on the other side by Neary. Dries will push it up the floor here on the right side. Bounce pass down on the block here. Brinks, he's trying to work his way to the basket. Shot blocked again by Welsh. He was on his way down. He was up in the air and came down and blocked that one. Now the pass left side here for the Wolverines. Bowler decides to take the three. Missed it. Long rebound comes out and last touched by Bauer. It's going to be Knights basketball. Halbert will inbound. A little full court pressure put on now here by Nottoway Valley. Inbound, Ludwig, and runs right into Bowler, and they're just going to call him for a traveling violation as he slipped and fell to the floor.
Yeah, I think he stepped on Bowler's foot as he tried to come to a quick stop, and then when Bowler moved his foot, down he went.
So the Wolverines get it right back here. Substitution out here for the Knights as they'll bring in Riley Bach into the contest for the first time. Inbound, Bowler will send it left side, Ursham. Pump fakes, now off to Bowler. Bowler, back outside Bowler. Bowler dribbles out front, off to Frank. He'll try the three ball. That's good. Dean Frank with the triple, breaks the tie, and it's 5-2 Wolverines. Pressure put on again. This time, Knights break it. They get it up the floor here. Worked right side, drive by Dries in traffic, puts the shot up, and an offensive foul first. Pushing his way to the open spot. So Dries picks up his first, second team foul here against the Knights. And the Wolverines get the ball right back. Bowler will walk it up the floor here. Across the timeline, pass over to Frank. Now down inside to Welsh. Welsh working against Halber underneath. He turns and floats one up, and it's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down here by the Knights. A ball lost momentarily. Slotted back at Neary. Neary now passes left side. Dump pass on the baseline to Brinks. Back outside, and they'll reset. Dries out front with it. Bach. Bach. Pass off to Brinks. Now it goes right side. Dries. Out on the perimeter. Couple of dribbles. Now fires it to Brinks inside. And he had it knocked away from him. And it hit his leg. Went out of bounds. Dean Frank got a hand in there and knocked it away.
Oz, good quick hands. Got in there. Got that ball knocked away. Hit off the knee of the offensive player. And out of bounds.
Wolverines run up the floor. Pass off to Frank. He'll spin. Turn. Kick it back out. Bowler. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Halber. Underneath. Knights try to run a little bit. Now they'll slow it down. Pass to Halber. Now right side in the corner. Open for a three is Neary. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Welsh inside for the Wolverines. Up the floor now. Nottoway Valley will work with it.
A little concerned about Brad Bowler here early. He's tossed up.
And a long three-point attempt. Ursham with Neary in his face. Puts it up and knocks it home. Ursham the big shot.
I didn't want to deny you the call there. He threw that up from far away.
Pass down low, now a spin. Late pass over to Brinks from Halber. He's in traffic. Shot blocked again by Welsh. And it was tapped off of Welsh's hand back up and in the basket.
Well, I was going to say, I'm a little concerned about Bowler here early. 0 for 3 from the arc. He's been short. He's been long. You just hope he doesn't stop shooting them because he's one of their better ones.
Now he'll stop and pull up just inside the arc this time. It rattles out. Rebound long. Bowler flips it back out. Frank has it. Pump fake over to Bowler. He'll try the three this time. It's good.
There you go. Just keep tossing them up till they go in.
And now a timeout going to be taken here by the Knights. A 30-second timeout. Take a 30-second break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
Spring is just around the corner, and that means track is starting and runners are getting out of the gym. Even though it's springtime, don't let the weather fool you. It still gets chilly, and Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic has all the gear to keep you warm. Hi, this is Zach. Come in and check out our compression tights and shirts to keep you warm while you're running. We also carry a full line of coats, coveralls, sweatshirts. Everything you need to keep warm, we have. Stop in at Outfitters Plus Retail Store, the best kept secret in town, located on the east edge of Atlantic.
And welcome back now here to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as we head to the end of this first quarter. 2:35 left to go in the first quarter. It's 11-4. Nottoway Valley the lead here over Kemper Catholic. Kemper out of a timeout. Throws it away. Neary throws it over here far side, and it's almost tracked down by Halber. He ran in here to our cable, but couldn't track down the basketball before it's out of bounds. And it will be Nottoway Valley basketball. So another turnover here by the Knights. Outside, a quick drive there by Bauer. Had it stripped out of his hand, knocked out of bounds, and it went off of him. So it'll be back to Kemper Kaplan. And Bauer will come underneath here. Bach will be the one to key it in. He gets it into Gary. Little three-quarter court trap pressure here by Nottoway Valley. Gary picks it up over to Bach. Taps inside. Quick pass from Dries down low. Halber in traffic. Shot blocked again by Welsh. Halber gets it back out. Dries the three ball. That's short. Rebound. 5-4. Comes up with it. Bach. He goes to the rack, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line here to shoot two. And it's going to be Hershen that picks up the foul. And nope, they're actually going to whistle that one on Brad Stalder. He probably not a good call. He was a little bit of ways away from the play. I think they were looking at Hershen, but Fowler's being credited with the foul. Bach will go to the line here to shoot two. First one up, cancels around and falls through. So Alex Welsh played the game changer down low so far for Nottoway Valley. He's got a hand in just about every shot that comes within 10 feet of the basket. Bach has one more free throw. Up and good. So he knocks them both down. Finds it back to a 5-point game here. 11-6, Nottoway Valley the lead and the basketball. Kemper Catholic will put on the three-quarter court press. Welsh in the middle, had it tapped away from him. Neary came with it. Welsh got it back, though. A steal and a steal. Welsh stops and picks it up, dumps it off to Frank. Frank, he'll fire up a long three at the top of the key and parry it. Frank with the triple. That's the 4-3 of the ballgame for the Wolverines. And they are going to take over here. And the ball knocked up here over the bench. So they're going to have to inbound it here. It's knocked out of bounds. And Alba will inbound here near midcourt. What a tough place to sit. Yeah, all the action's coming this direction. 14-6, Nottoway Valley on top here. Hot three-point shooting for him so far. Neary now, he's going to get inside. He's got to step up there before Welsh could jump up to try to block it that time, and he gets the bucket. Well, Neary has four now, and it's now a 14-8 contest. Nottoway Valley the lead and the basketball. Bauer crosses over, goes inside, fights his way through traffic. The flip up off the glass and good. Boy, every kind of tough, unorthodox shot you can think of, and Nottoway Valley's knocking him down right now. Now Bach, he's going to drive hard to the basket. Missed a shot, got his own rebound. Puts back no good. Rebound 5-4. Bach gets it back again, and this time he rattles it home. Persistence paid off that time at a 16-10. Doesn't help your shooting percentage, but it gets your points. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Drive by Bowler. He goes to the rack, and they're going to have a foul on the floor here before the shot went up. He did knock it down, but he whistled on the floor against Alex Dries. He'll pick up his second. A couple substitutions. Brinks back in there here for Kemper Catholic. Also coming back in is Carter Ludwig. Inbound pass. We'll get it into Bowler. He'll go baseline on the drive all the way to the rack, and the shot up and good. Brad Bowler forces his way to the bucket. Got it to go down. 8-point lead for the Wolverines. 36 seconds left to go in the quarter. Pass to Neary here left side. He'll kick it in the corner. Down low. Brinks working against Welsh. Puts it up awkwardly. Gets it to go and gets the foul call. Tough foul call because Welsh was straight up with his hands in the air. And it was Brinks the one that was leaning. So not a good call, but he's going to get the benefit of it here. And it'll get to go to the line. Substitution now here for Nottoway Valley as well. Tim Hansen's going to check in. Welsh going to sit down here for the final few seconds of this first quarter. Brinks will try to complete the three-point play, and it's no good. Missed the free throw. 18-12. 24 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Nottoway Valley's been hanging on to a 6-point lead here for quite a while. Looks like T.J. Bauer's going to have to step up a little bit more. His game down low in the post because he's going to have to play a little bit more low post now with Welsh on the bench. Bauer will get a screen. He's double-teamed. Kicks it off now. Back in the three-point attempt on the way. In and out, no good outside. Hershen the rebound. His foot back up and dances off the rim. No good. And time will run out at the end of this first quarter. That three-point attempt was up by Tim Hansen, who just checked in but couldn't get it to roll home. And Nottoway Valley doesn't even get the put-back try either, and that's going to end our quarter. 18-12. Wolverines lead it. We'll take a 1 minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
Everyone deserves a great insurance agent, not just any insurance agent. The staff at Brocker Kearns & Kearns, your professional Pekin insurance agency in Oneida, Atlantic, Council Bluffs, has the experience and knowledge to provide you with the best insurance coverages from Pekin Insurance, a company that has been insuring people just like you for over 85 years. To find out more about the financial stability and dependability of Pekin Insurance, log on to www.pekininsurance.com. Call Brocker Kearns & Kearns today for a review of all your insurance coverages, protection from an agency and a company that you know and trust.
Jim Field, Chris March back with you here in Des Moines as we get ready for second quarter action in this 2A quarterfinal round game. 18-12, Nottoway Valley with the lead here after one quarter of play. Nottoway Valley 7-17 from the floor so far. 4 out of 10 from the arc here early on. Not afraid to hoist up some long ones. Just 0-for-2 from the arc for Kemper Catholic here in this early part of the ball game as we get ready for second quarter play. Nice to have a little bit of advantage inside. They have a 12-8 rebounding edge early on underneath, but they've also turned the ball over three more times so far in the contest. Kemper Catholic with the ball as we start this second quarter as they work the ball off on the right side. Neary has it out top, looks low, fires it to the far side. Riley Bach driving the baseline, floats one up, no good, missed it. Rebound inside, taken down low and put back up and in by Sam Brinks as he hung around the basket, got rewarded, and it's 18-14. What was an 8-point lead is now 4 as they try to swipe the ball in the backcourt. Bowser breaks the pressure, gets to the front court, leaves it for Frank out on the circle. Out top, T.J. Ballard. Now Bowser will reset the offense once again for the Wolverines. Bowser out top, goes left side, Urson out on the circle. Gets the screen from Hanson, goes to the corner, dumps it back to Bowser. He'll go low to Hanson. Hanson turns, a little hop step, floats one up, no good. Little jump hook with the right hand, won't go. Rebounded by Kemper Catholic. Halbert came out with it. Now Neary to the front court. Right side, Halbert. He's off on the circle. He's up top for Neary. He'll try the left side. Leave it for Bach. Now low it goes. In the paint, Brinks fires it out top. Neary. Now back out here to the left side. Into the corner. They dump it down low. Nice pass. A nice breakup of the pass inside by Tim Hansen. And they try to dump it into the block. And it's stolen by Nottoway Valley. Wolverines have it front court now. Frank, little wiggle, drives the left side. We've got a hand on the hip and a foul call. That's going to be whistled on Riley Bach. That's for Bach. That'll be his first. Oh, the way the lineup is right now here for the Knights, you've got three guys out there that are really more so just post players, so you're going to get a matchup with a guard against one of those guys.
Oh, that's a, oh, you get the big guy involved right away. Alex Welsh came back in off the bench during that stoppage, and he immediately gets the ball shoved to him down low. Got blocked on the first attempt, but got it back and got fouled inside. They're going to whistle Sam Brinks for that foul. And for Brinks, that'll be his first, and that will send Alex Welsh to the free throw line. The big 6'7 senior shooting 74% from the free throw line on the season, and he knocks down the first one. 19-14, Nottoway Valley now with the advantage. 6:37 to go here in quarter number two. Second free throw try by Welsh on the way. That one's also good. That makes it 20-14 in favor of the Wolverines. Get the feeling neither one of these teams panicked too much. What a close ball game. High post, now they dump it down low. Inside, Albert shot blocked again. Inside by Welsh. Rebound, got it back, and Welsh blocked it again. But this time we got a foul whistled underneath. I think that's going to be on T.J. Fowler down low. And that poor Fowler will be his second. Fowler with two. Welsh has a couple here early. We've got a timeout on the floor. Asked for by the Wolverines. It's just a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. 20-14. Nottoway Valley leads with 6:24 to go second quarter. You listen to high school basketball on KJAM. I don't like
spiders and snakes. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when it got cold outside, all the bugs in your house disappeared? In a perfect world, that would be so. But we don't live in a perfect world, so that is why we have Atlantic Pest Control. Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control will come and spray your house inside and out to help with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. So to make your bug world as close to perfect as it can be, give Bill and the guys at Atlantic Pest Control a call today at 243-6900.
Jim Peel, Chris Fox back with you here in Des Moines. As at the free throw line, Chris Halber for Kemper Catholic coming back out of the timeout. He makes the first. 20-15 now the score. Nottoway Valley leading. Second free throw by Halber on the way. That's also good. 20-16. That's a 4-point lead for the Wolverines as we move up the floor. Three-quarter court pressure once again by Kemper Catholic, but that's broken pretty easily by Nottoway Valley. As Bowder gets the ball front court, he'll work the ball in the dribble out on the perimeter. Wolverines have it out top with the basketball now. Team Frank back to Bowder. He'll go to the high post to Welch into the corner now as Ursum elevates and fires left, no good. Rather than T.J. Bowder elevates, misses. Rebound taken off the floor. Now Riley Bach gets it hustled to the front court. Here left side, he'll leave it for Alex Gunnarsson, who dumps it out top. Right side, Halber, out top, Neary. Head fake, no drive there. And he runs the point. Now the pass inside is off the hands, actually off the shoulders of Sam Briggs. And it's stolen away by the Wolverines. Nottoway Valley, Greenfield, Bridgewater, Fontenelle, if you're wondering where that exactly is. That makes up the school district. Been that way for a few years now, and they've had a lot of success since they've joined up in basketball, led by their coach, Darryl Burmeister. As Ursum, the head fake, he'll drive left side for Bowler now in the corner. Dumped down low, Welsh on the block, fires it out top. Bowler going to load up a three and bang that one home. Nothing but the bottom of the net to Brad Bowler. 23-16 is the score now in favor of Nottoway Valley. Bowler started out 0 for 3 from the arc. He's now 2 for 6. And stretches the lead to 7. Bach into the post now it goes. They go down low and the bank shut up and good by Sam Brinks. He took it at the high post and went right down the left side for the layup. 23-18, Nottoway Valley. Again, they break the pressure as Welsh comes out to help. Bowler with the basketball out top. Frank inside. Turn in the lane. Ball away jumper up by Welsh. No good. The rebound taken inside once again. And a foul is off. That's going to be 3 on Bowler. That was Brinks with the rebound, and it is indeed Bowler, and it is his third. And immediately, the horn sounds as Bowler will check out of the ballgame. Zach Kleinmesser will check in now for Nottoway Valley. Also for Kemper Catholic, Alex Dries is back into the ballgame, and also checking in now is Josh Earlbaum. Dries will bring it to the front court now here for the Knights. Neary, Dries out top, back to Neary here in the left corner. Neary fires it back out top, right side it goes now. Gunnarsson, it's Earlbaum. Back out top, they swing it left side, Neary. Look at the drive. It's just not there. Now out top again with Tigas. Three-pointer from the corner now. It's up to good. Albert has swung that one on quick with the left corner. He drops it along with 6'5", Chris Albert. Looks more like a post player, but he shot that one like a big kind of three-point guy. 23-21 now. Gross back the other way. Just picked up his third foul. Alex Welch got the ball to high post, turned and went right to the rack, and he got up and over the top of Halber, and Halber took the charge, and that will be the third foul now on Welch. And boy, the Wolverines have some foul problems now.
Yeah, that's two very important guys on your team, Bowler and Welch, and boy, they've really affected the game here so far, especially Welch. He's been all over the place inside defensively, and now those guys down low can feel a little more comfortable here for Kemper Catholic for a while.
Riley Bach back into the ballgame for Nottoway Valley for the Knights now. As Kemper Catholic, Sam Halber, he got a little hit, banged up down low on that block of them. Now we are all tied at 23 apiece, and Sam Brooks got the ball in the low post and goes right to the left. All square, 23. Wolverines have it. No, they don't anymore. Traveling violation. Dean Frank got across the half-court strike, and he called for a walk as he tried to throw and look for help. Halber will check back in now for Kemper Catholic. As Earlbeck will check out. And the Knights will have the ball trying to the lead.
I was going to say, you want to get the little big guys on the floor if you can right now. We got the opportunity with Welsh on the bench.
The left side skip. Oh, and a ball out of bounds. Right off the hand of Alex Dries and out of bounds. And it'll turn right back over to the Wolverines.
The Vermites are going to roll the dice here.
Welsh and Bowler will check back in. Might do a little offensive defensive substitutions for a while, too. You never know. 3:24 left to go here in the first half. 23 apiece. Bowler and Welsh both back out on the floor with three fouls apiece. Bowler back out top to Bowler. Now right side it comes. They go to Welsh at the high post. Welsh looks, wiggles, now kicks it out. Bowler into the corner. Bowler to drive. He's shut off. Back to Brad Bowler. Takes the three. Now drives to the baseline. The bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Halber. It will stay with Nottoway Valley underneath. 3:02 left in the second quarter. We're tied at 23. Wolverines will inbound. Left side, Fowler has it. Comes to low for Welsh. He turns, little jump hook. Up no good. Rebound inside by Threes, and here come the Knights. Threes now will slow it down. And they'll bring it up the floor on the walk across the half-court stripe. Threes right side. Halber back to Threes. Out of the high post. They get it back to Halber. He wants to drive. Kicks it out to Threes. Right side, Neary. Open on the circle. The three, no good. Rebound inside. Briggs has it. He turns underneath, and we got to reach him foul on Dean Frank, because he got him on the arm. And for Frank, that was just his first foul. Gotta believe everybody wearing purple over there. Every time they hear a whistle blow on the defensive side, they're scared to death it's going to be either number 30 or perhaps the big guy, number 54. First free throw is good, and that puts Kipper Catholic on top now, 24-23. Brink's second one is also good. 25-23, the Knights now have the advantage. Nice little run here by Kipper Catholic. Welsh has the ball now, front court. He'll leave it out top now for Fowler. Fowler will run the offense. They switch that zone. Kipper Catholic sitting in a 1-2-2 zone. Fowler tries to drive the left side, cut off. And it'll work it to the corner to Bauer. T.J. Bauer to drive to the baseline. He shot up and good. Nice body control that time to stay away from any opportunity to pick up that fourth. We're tied at 25. Left side, Neary. The bounce pass, Halber underneath. Oh, that's double dribble. Now Neary gets it right back. His pass is thrown away. Hit the knees of Bauer, and Bauer comes up with it. Too much traffic there to get that ball through. Bauer coming back out from around the far side. He wants to get that ball back and run the offense. Instead, it's Frank out top. Now Frank will give it to Fowler. They may kind of hang on to this. Looks like they're going to stretch the floor now. That's normally kill a little bit of time when you have some foul problems.
Yeah.
Earth them into the corner now. Fowler back out top to Fowler. They really stretch the playing floor here. Back out top, Fowler. Earth left side, takes a long three. He gives it right back to Fowler. Minute 15 left to go here in this first half. Fowler with the pass. Drives the baseline, leaves it for Wells. He goes flying high with a two-hand flush. They left the backside open, and Russ took advantage. He took the back pass and went right to the rack and stuffed it all. 27-25, Mattaway Valley. Down low, quickly right block, shot up, and good underneath. And Sam Brinks posting up underneath. Welch really powerless to do much about it with three fouls. And it's tied at 27 now, with just under 50 seconds to play in the first half. Wolverines have the ball. They'll stretch the floor again. Now they're on the high post. Welsh to Fowler. Fowler going to load up the three ball. That's no good. Rebound Earson. Taps it up. Won't go. It's out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolverines. 36 seconds left to go in the first half. And it'll be Kipper Catholic basketball. Knights will inbound it. We're tied at 27 here. Threes will walk it up the floor now. He gets across the timeline. Actually, just in time. Threes, front court. Going to work the dribble out south. They may hang on for the last shot, too. Neary comes to get it out the center circle. He'll stand there with it. 15 seconds left. We're down to 12 if he looks at the clock. Screen out top. Goes to the right. Stops. Looks for Halber. Halber drives. 6 seconds. Leaves near near side. Ball almost lost. Now Neary. 3 seconds, too. He leans in. Throws it on up awkwardly. No good. And that's the end of the first half. 27-27. We're all even. Kipper Catholic and Nottoway Valley after one half of basketball in this Class 2A quarterfinal round game here in Des Moines. We'll take a timeout. A 1 minute break, back with more in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
When they say expect more from a train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area train dealer. You know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Have you checked out the new Anita Sinclair location? For your convenience, they offer gas and diesel, pay at the pump 24/7. They accept the Olson card, debit, and any major credit cards. They also have a great new convenience store. Plus, they do tire repair and service work. And don't forget about Olson Fuel Supply for on-the-farm delivery of gasoline or diesel fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, the keep you going company.
Jim Gilchrist, Parks back with you here in Des Moines as we're at halftime. This 2A quarterfinal round matchup, 27-all. We're tied up. Kemper Catholic and Nottoway Valley boiled down to a 16-minute game here from this point. And actually, pretty good job managing the basketball game down the stretch by Coach Daryl Burmeister of Nottoway Valley and the kids on the floor as well. You got two of your key players, T.J. Powell and Alex Wells, both with three fouls here in this first half with probably about 3-4 minutes left in the half. That could have been a disaster. They sat for just a bit, and then Coach Burmeister rolled the dice, threw them back out on the floor. They really managed the last couple of minutes of that first half well, and here they are. I think they'll be pretty happy right now with where they are considering the circumstances.
Yeah, this is a really good basketball game here between these two teams. And, yeah, that was kind of eye-opening, I guess, when I saw those two guys get right up, back up. They sat down for maybe a possession and then got right back up off the bench. Both Welch and Bauer to come back out. And I think everybody kind of maybe thinking, oh, boy, you know, this is kind of a tough situation. But, yeah, give credit to the kids because they came out and played, you know, within themselves and knew what they had to do to be an impact on the floor, but, yes, not pick up that extra foul. And both of them did come out and play well. That they were just there. You know, Bauer made a nice move to get a bucket along the baseline, and Welsh just being out there is a nice impact for him. Obviously, he can't do quite as much underneath the basket, anticipating maybe that fourth foul. But, yeah, both of them give him a lot of credit for coming out and making an impact there in the last couple minutes. Yeah, that's that part of it. I guess considering the circumstances, I guess maybe you're happy you're tied at 27 here and a half. But the other side of the coin is, you were up 8 with a minute 41 left to play in the first half, so you'd like to have been able to keep that. Kemper Catholic made a nice run here in this first, actually it was in the first quarter, they were up by 8 points, but you'd like to have kept that momentum and kept moving forward, but you know, it is what it is, and you got a ball game here in the second half. I guess that's probably one good half of basketball, and Nottoway Valley really has been doing it mostly with the long range shots here in the first half, as they've had a lot more success from the arc than has the knife here this first half, so it's one of those things where you get what you can, and so far those shots have been going down for them from long range. So they're 5 of 13 from the three-point line so far here in the first half for Nottoway Valley, compared to 1 of 5 for Kemper Catholic here in the first half. Both teams have made 10 field goals in the half. 10 of 26 for Nottoway Valley, 10 out of 23 for Kemper Catholic. But look at the rebounding difference, too. Kemper Catholic with a 20-10 rebounding edge here in the first half, and that's been one of the things that's kept them hanging around. But they've also turned the ball over 9 times to just 4 for Nottoway Valley. They've made 4 more free throws as well here in the first half. So you see, you've got a combination of good and bad on both sides. That's why we're tied at 27 here at intermission. Yeah, you know, you can look at the numbers different ways, I guess. But for Nottoway Valley, maybe you're a little bit let down. You did have that lead, but Kemper Catholic rally and get back into it. But largely that was because of the foul issues and just kind of how it played out. And, you know, as far as most of the key categories go for Nottoway Valley, things went pretty well in the first half overall. You didn't turn the ball over a whole lot. They only turned it over 4 times. You know, you hold them just one outside shot, as you mentioned, and that came from a guy that just shoots 25% from the three-point line on the year. So, for the most part, I think you're feeling pretty good about how things went. It was looking bleak there for a moment, but the way the half ended, I think, is going to make Coach Burmeister and the Wolverines feel a lot better here as we head into the second half. You bet. 27-27, Kemper Catholic, Nottoway Valley, all even here at halftime, this 2A quarterfinal. We'll take a 1 minute time. I'll be back with more for you here at halftime. It's just a bit. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAF.
Your John Deere equipment deserves top quality protection. John Deere filters are proven to catch even the smallest particles before they pass through to dirty up your engine. It's time once again for Horizon Equipment's annual filter sale. Now through March 31st, you can save up to 15% on genuine John Deere filters. Throughout March, we are also offering 15% savings on field cultivator sweeps. Stop by your local Horizon Equipment store today to purchase these parts while they are on sale. And don't forget to visit www.horizonequip.com.
Guthrie's River Ruckus. Two nights, eight bands, one big party, July 26th and 27th. Friday, it's Chris Cagle and Big and Rich with Cowboy Troy. Then Saturday, July 27th, it's Josh Thompson, Gretchen Wilson, and Hank Williams Jr. Guthrie's River Ruckus. Two-day discounted tickets, VIP, and camping go on sale February 9th at MidwestTix.com. Want all the details? Get them at GuthriesRiverRuckus.com. Sponsored by Budweiser, Pop and Joe's RV Center, Guthrie County State Bank, Butler, Ronnie and Dr. Pepper.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The shiver by the river. A little chilly in here this morning. Usually is.
It usually is a little chilly, but I think early in the day it's even a little bit worse for folks here.
A little cooler. Of course, these kids aren't used to playing basketball 10:30 in the morning either. We're just a little after 11 o'clock. You're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, KJAN. Atlantic Iowa, FM 101.1. Welcome those of you listening on the web as well at KJAM.com and also on your smartphones if you've downloaded the free KJAM smartphone app on your Android or Apple devices. You can listen in anywhere in the world just by listening on your cell phone. 27 all, we're tied here at halftime. Take a look at some of the numbers. Nottoway Valley had an 18-12 lead at the end of the first quarter, but a 15-9 second quarter has allowed Kemper Catholic to come back and tie the basketball game up. And Sam Brink's having a pretty good first half of basketball here for Kemper Catholic.
Yeah, they really is kind of leading the charge here with 14 points here in the contest so far here at the halftime break. And he's had to do some tough work because it's been tough sledding early on against Alex Welsh. Of course, he was a little bit less effective with those fouls down the stretch, but Brink really worked hard to get those buckets because he was 2 of 3 from the, or 6 of 10 from the field, and hit 2 of 3 at the free throw line. So a guy that's really leading the charge as far as scoring the basketball. And one thing I did notice from him, too, is that he kind of, you could tell after the first couple of times he went in there and got a shot block, that he's finding creative ways to try to move his way through the lane so that he knows he has a better angle at the basket with Welsh around him. And he did that very nicely a couple of times to get a couple of those buckets. So, yeah, he's really been a good presence inside for us so far. 6 out of 10 from the floor in the first half for Chris, Sam Brinkshoff lead the way. On the other side, for Kipper, for Nottoway Valley, nobody in double digits in the first half. Brad Fowler has 8 6-points each for Dean Frank and T.J. Fowler. Welsh has 4. But, you know, they're not getting a lot of opportunities down low-end side as Kipper Catholic really boxing that in. The Wolverines have to settle for those outside shots. They've hoisted up, as I said, 13 three-point baskets here in the first half. Made 5 of those so far, and that has largely helped keep them around. They've been out-rebounded 8-4 in the paint on the offensive side here so far in this first half. And when you take a look at points in the paint, as you would expect, Kemper Catholic leading there 16-10, but Nottoway Valley with a 10-6 lead in points off of turnovers. Kemper Catholic's got a lot of points off of offensive rebounds, too. 12-5, they lead in second chance points so far here in this first half. And I guess I expect to see more in the second half with Kemper Catholic trying to get that ball inside. They've been pretty patient from the outside. They've taken a few jumpers for a 3 from the corners, but you really haven't seen much from the top of the circle. They're really trying whatever they can do to try to work that ball into a low block. Yeah, and I guess that's one thing that surprised me a little bit, too, is that Cole Neary, a lot of times he's ran the offense out top. Nottoway Valley's really kind of let off the front edge there on their defensive pressure. They've kind of let that guy out of the point have a little bit of space. So he could step up and try to shoot that there from the top of the key a couple of times, and I imagine you may see him do that here in the second half. You mentioned Nottoway Valley kind of taking some of those outside shots. I think that's one thing that maybe concerns you a little bit, because a couple of those were really long threes, and you're just not going to get those kind of shots to fall down consistently on a typical night. You know, you may be one of those days where they're catching lightning in a bottle, and they do knock them all down, but you hate to always rely on that, especially when it's a tough, long shot. So they are going to have to do some things to try to be creative to get it inside, and be careful about it, too, because those two guys that are working inside for them are the ones with the foul trouble. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of approach they have here.
Well, we're just about ready to start the second half of basketball. Two teams have finished up their shooting rounds. We're tied at 27, so in essence, I guess we're starting all over here with just 16 minutes left to go. And Chris, we'll have the third quarter for you here. Let's get after basketball again.
The Knights will come out here on the floor, ready to go here. We're not enough at 27. Class 2A state tournament basketball action here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Great representation here for both teams. And the other teams now, fans starting to file into the later games here today. Valley Valley, we'll start with the basketball here as we begin the second half of play. It's going to be Bauer to inbound. Bauer, Fowler, Urshan, Frank, and Welsh, the starting five, are out there here for the Wolverines. Also, same goes here for Kemper Catholic. Inbound, and the Wolverines have it outside. Bauer dribbles and dumps it back out top to Fowler. Fowler started closely here by Drees on the outside. He's going to start it up now. He'll stop, pull one up, fire it up. 16, no good. Rebound Fowler. He won a five to get it. Kicks it back out here to Frank. Frank curls around a screen from Welsh. Tosses one up from the elbow and knocks it home. So a nice job here by Welsh to set the screen, and Frank knocks down the jumper. And it's now a lead back here for the Wolverines. 29-27. Ball worked around. Neary steps inside, jumps one up off the front of the rim. Got his own rebound, though. Came back to him, missed it with the left hand. Goes up with the right this time. Missed it, got it back again. And now he'll put it up and in with a left hand layup. Not like he's playing all by himself. We're going to have a timeout called immediately here by Coach Carol Burmeister. A 30-second timeout. Tied at 29. We'll take a 30-second break. There was some high school basketball on KJAM.
Spring is just around the corner, and that means track is starting and runners are getting out of the gym. Even though it's springtime, don't let the weather fool you. It still gets chilly, and Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic has all the gear to keep you warm. Hi, this is Zach. Come in and check out our compression tights and shirts to keep you warm while you're running. We also carry a full line of coats, coveralls, sweatshirts. Everything you need to keep warm, we have. Stop in at Outfitters Plus Retail Store, the best kept secret in town, located on the east edge of Atlantic.
Back here after the quick timeout, Coach Burmeister didn't like the fact that the Knights were able to get four consecutive rebounds, and Murray finally converted there on the other end for the Knights to tie it up. Now Wolverine's going back to work here on the offensive end. Welsh underneath, lost the handle, it's thrown away. Sneaking in there with Carter Ludwig to take it away. Out the floor, Drees, quick pass down low to Brinks. Missed the shot, though. Rebound is taken by Brinks. He'll put it back up and in. Wayne Bauer was way up over the top on the rebound try, too. That would have been a disaster for Nottoway Valley if he just picked up his fourth. He avoids the call, and now Nottoway Valley going to throw it away. 64 by Drees on the long pass, and he'll go the other way and lay it home. Alex Drees to lay in. Nottoway Valley with a couple of quick turnovers here to start this second half. And now the pressure put on it in here by the Knights. They're able to get it to Welsh still in the middle. He'll kick it out to Urshan on the outside. He'll fire up a three ball. That's way off the mark. And now we're going to have a foul call here away from the basketball. Let's see who picks it up. Looks like the Knights are going to pick it up, and it's going to be against Alex Drees. He'll pick up his third. Rod Drees picks up his third foul. And now we head here to inbound from underneath for the Wolverines. They get to keep possession. Pass up top here to Frank. He crosses over behind the back. Looking now, lost the handle for a moment. Got it back down to Fowler. Fowler is going to pull it for three at the top of the key. It rolls around and dances off of him. No good. Here he pulls down the rebound for Kemper Catholic. Neary the other way. We'll stop and fire it out top to the left side. Bach, he drives inside. Kick out. Neary. Now Halber on the baseline. Halber back to Neary. Up top, they'll reset. Over to Bach on the left wing. Up top now, Ludwig. Pass over to Neary, right side. He goes baseline. Dumps it now here to Brinks. Back outside they go. Work it around the horn. Bach down low. Brinks got behind the defense, and he gets the lay-in. Quick pass underneath to him. Brinks continues to have a terrific game here. He's got 18. And now it's a 35-29 lead for Kemper Catholic. Wolverines need something to go right here on the offensive end. Frank passes it over to Fowler. Fowler over to Frank. He'll try the long three. It rattles home good. They needed a bucket, but I guess they got one. Dean Frank from the outside of the NBA D-League arc here at Wells Fargo Arena knocks it home. 5:13 left to go in the quarter. A pull-up on the other end is missed by Fox along the baseline, and the rebound comes out long to Urshan. Urshan up the floor here. Three-point game, 35-32. Knights have the lead. Wolverines basketball. Urshan on the outside gets a screen. He'll go right side of it. Stop. Now and kick it back over to Bauer. Bauer working against Brinks. Will drive. Fox just out to shut him off. Now Bauer picks up it. Throws it down low to Welsh. Working against Calvert. Kicks it out instead. Fowler will take the three. In and out. No good. Rebound Bauer. He goes back up. Will put back his no good. Rolls off the back of the iron. And the rebound by Albers. Tough break again there on the roll for the Wolverines. Up top, it's Carter Ludwig. Ludwig dribbling, now picks it up, needs some help, dumps it in the corner. Down low, they get a quick pass to Brinks. Up over the top of Welsh. Welsh partially blocks that one, he got the rebound. Fowler now will fire to the floor to Ursham quickly. He'll stop. Thought about the three. Kicks it back outside to Frank. He'll drive now all the way in. Scoop shot too strong off the glass. Rebound the box for Kemper Catholic. Ludwig will bring it back up the floor now here. Over to Bach on the right wing. Back up top to Ludwig. Nice, now slow it down. Gets instructions here from the bench. Bounce down low. Brinks will work around. Left hand floater, good. Over the top of Welsh. Sam Brinks leading the charge, and it's a 5-point game. 37-32. Nice lead at Bauer now. In the corner, he'll try the three. That's good. T.J. Bauer knocks down a big triple and gets it back to a 2-point margin. 37-35. 3:32 left to go, third quarter. Ludwig now right side over to Bach. Bach waiting. They leave him alone on the arc. Now Ludwig, he'll fire the three from the top of the key, and he answers. Carter Ludwig, they left him some space. He decided to pop that one home. And now the Wolverines come back the other way. Bowler cut off there. They're shifting zone look here for the night. Ursham, he'll try the three to try to answer. That's off the mark, dancing around. Now ball on the floor. Welsh picks it up. Skips it back up off the glass in the air. Quick move there by Welsh. He's got six now. And a 40-37 three-point lead here for Kemper Catholic. 2:50 left to go, third quarter. In the corner, Halbert, he'll take the three. He knocks it down. His second triple of the contest. He's got 8 points now, and it's 43-37. Pass up the floor now. Frankfurt and the Wolverines over to Bowler. Bowler, pass over to Ursham. Ursham down low now. Welsh. Welsh turns, flies in there, forcing his way to the basket, and be a foul call before it got there. I believe Halbert's going to be the one to pick it up. That is Kate. Halbert picks up his first. Checking in now here, substitution. Ursham going to head out, and they're going to bring in Tim Hansen to the contest here for Nottawa Valley. Bowler inbounds to Bowler on the perimeter. Bowler going to stop, fire one up from 17, no good. Rebound pulled down by Halbert. Knight back the other direction, and a timeout can be called here. Bach didn't understand. He never heard the whistle on the other side of the timeout. He went late at home anyway. It wasn't much of a whistle, so even the fans were a little surprised by that. They saw people walking out on the floor, just the guys laying the ball in. Timeout, full timeout. Take a 1-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
We have all become experts at customizing. We customize the ringtone on our cell phones. We customize the wallpaper on our computers. Your local Pekin Insurance Agency, Rocker Carnes & Carnes, in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, has agents on staff who are experts at customizing insurance programs. Whatever type of insurance coverage you need, auto, home, business, life, or health, Rocker Carnes & Carnes will customize an insurance program for you. Call Rocker Carnes & Carnes for customized insurance coverages with valuable personal attention to your specific needs from Pekin Insurance.
Bugs, spiders, and bees, yuck. Some boys may like them, but I don't. I don't want them in my house. And if you don't want them in your house, you need to call my Grandpa Bill at Atlantic Pest Control. Grandpa will help you get rid of those creepy, crawly things. He's the best at getting rid of bugs.
Atlantic Pest Control will help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. For your free estimate, which might be more affordable than you think, give Bill a call at 243-6900 and rid yourself of those creepy, crawly pests today.
Back here after the timeout, inbounded here for Kemper Catholic. They'll have it on the perimeter. Fox will spin in the lane, puts it back outside for Neary after he was cut off. Neary will throw it right side to Halbert. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass left side, Fox gets it down low. Brinks once again gets open. He goes up quick. He gets the lay-in. Sam Brinks, another bucket. He's got 22 in the contest, and it's 45-37, Kemper Catholic. Frank will pass it right side, Bauer, trying to lob it down low. Tipped away by Halbert, and it's stolen by Brinks. They were looking for Welsh. Half got knocked offline. Up the floor now here. Neary has it out front. They'll look over left side to Fox. And Ludwig will reset out top. Ludwig crossing over. 1:24 left to go in the quarter. Down on the baseline. They get it to Brinks. He kicks it back out. Ludwig, the three ball. That's off the mark. The long rebound, though, is going to be tracked down by Halbert and saved. Ludwig back off to Bach. Now back to Ludwig. Over right side it goes here to Neary. Neary back up top. They're looking around the perimeter. clock. After Brinks, pump fakes, Sandy travels.
I'll turn it back over now here to Nottoway Valley. And substitutions as well. Bauer's going to check out. Ursham comes back in. Also, checking out is Tim Hansen, and back in is Zach Kleinmesser here for the Wolverines. Up the floor, they'll throw it right side. Frank now over to Ballard. Get it across the timeline here. Lob it up to Welsh. Welsh will drive in all the way, and we're going to have an offensive foul or a block call. It's, I think, two separate opinions here. That's going to be the block that's called here on the far side. The official up top was going to signal offensive foul, but the block was called from the official underneath. Yeah, Welsh clearly was good at stepping aside that time and making Albert slide in to get that charge, that blocking call. There's a shot up from the first free throw. Hit it out, no good. Rolled around that time for Welsh. Welsh could knock that down. That's up for a second free throw. This one is dancing around and finally hangs on and falls through. As close as you can get to hanging on the rim there. 45-38, 46 seconds left to go third quarter. Knights the lead and the basketball. They leave Bonk alone on the outside of the right wing. Now back up top to Halbert. Over to Bonk. Down low. Franks in traffic. Sets aside. Left-hand floater. No good. Rebound flying in there with Bonk to pull it away. Knights keep possession, and Neary will dump it up top to Halbert at the center circle, and they'll hand it off to Ludwig and reset. 25 seconds left to go in the quarter. Ludwig throws it right side over to Halbert. Halbert back up top to Ludwig. Now back to Halbert. They look down low. Neary kicks it back out. Ludwig, he'll spot up for the three at the top of the key, and he hits. Better Ludwig with the second three of the quarter. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Ballard runs up the floor. In the corner, Ursham. Pump fake. Back outside. Ballard. He'll try a three here as time runs out. Then the ball short as Ludwig got in the pass. And it's a 48-38 lead for Kemper Catholic at the end of the third quarter. We'll have the fourth quarter coming up after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAS.
When they say expect more from a train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing, Heating, and Fontenelle, your area train dealer. Do you know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Have you checked out the new Anita Sinclair location? For your convenience, they offer gas and diesel, pay at the pump 24-7. They accept the Olson card, debit, and any major credit cards. They also have a great new convenience store. Plus, they do tire repair and service work. And don't forget about Olson Fuel Supply for on-the-farm delivery of gasoline or diesel fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, the keep-you-going company.
Jim Field, Chris Marks back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. As Nottoway Valley finds themselves in a position they are certainly not familiar with. They trail by 10 to Kemper Catholic getting into this fourth quarter. Yeah, this is a tough spot here for them. Kemper Catholic really has most of the momentum right now here in this contest. They're going to need to get something going on the offensive end to kind of get them a spark. Neary will inbound for Kemper Catholic as the Knights have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Neary out top, leaving for breaks around left side, Bonk down low. They post Neary up along the baseline, got it wide open underneath and laid one in. And it's 50-38 Kemper Catholic. And Ottawa Valley back court.
Just a missed assignment there. They lost track of it.
Alex Wells drives it right to the rack and stuffs one home. Don't miss too many of those as he plunks that one in. And it's 50-40 right now, 10-point lead. Neary with the dribble out top, picks it up, got trouble now, and he leaves it for Bonk. Bonk with basketball, standing as the Knights look to maybe stretch the floor just a little bit here. Nottoway Valley wanted to pick up the pressure as well. Bonk left side with it, back out top, the pass tip, knocked away. It was meant for Albert, stolen by Powder. He'll run it up the floor and lay up good, and a foul. Albert tried to follow up the floor and reach over the top, and he picks up the foul. Fowler with a nice athletic play against the bucket and a chance to make it a three-point play. That was a terrific job by Fowler to make sure he used his body to shield off Albert so he could get the good look at the shot and draw enough contact to get the whistle. That's a great job.
Dean Frank will check out of the ball game now. As Ursum is back in, Fowler also is in the ball game right now. Fowler with the ball at the free throw line, knocks down the free throw. It's 50-43 now, a 7-point game. Kemper Catholic with the basketball, a 7-point lead. Left side, Bachler on the circle. Inside it goes to Brinks, go feed it right back out. And out top it comes Drees. Here right side, Halbert. Halbert on the circle, back out top. They work the perimeter. Left side again. Now they jump it inside. Neary grabs, turns, and fires one in. Little mid-range jumper from 15 for Neary. And it's 52-43. Back up the floor in a hurry. Play up a good long pass ahead. The Flymaster is grabbed and laid it in. And it's 52-45. 7-point game once again. Down inside it goes Neary. Right side, Drees. He'll elevate for the three way off the mark. And the rebound taken out of the air by T.J. Bauer. Wolverine back to the front court. And they'll leave it out top. First up with the basketball. Out top to Fowler. Fowler, top of the circle, steps in. Stops, fires, no good. Long rebound, stays down by Fowler. He'll save it. Back to Fowler. Bounced off the Flymaster. He's open for three. That's no good. Skim the rim. Ursum trying to chase down the loose ball, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Kemper Catholic. It'll stay with Mattaway Valley. Nice job by Ursum to chase that one down. He knocked it off of Bach out of bounds. Mattaway Valley down by seven with the ball. Left side as Fowler drives the right side. Floats one up off the back of the rim. No good. A kick high, and Fowler hung in the air and packs it in. 52-47, a 5-point lead for the Knights. 5:45 left. Brinks down low. Steps across the floater up off the back of the rim. No good. Wells to rebound, and it's Brinks with a foul over the back. That's really good defense by Welsh down low to not commit the foul. City with the play despite the fact that Brinks was swinging left to right. And this is up to that rebound.
Yeah, he just did a terrific job of just keeping his hands straight up in the air.
Fowler quickly now to the front court. Stops left side. T.J. Fowler from the top of the circle for three. No good. Rebound taken by Chris Halbers for Shepherd Catholic. A 5-point lead, 5:25 left to play here in the game. Lots of time. Knights have the ball and a 5-point edge. They go into the lane now. Brinks, he curls, tries to go to the rack. Floats one up, no good on the leaner. Ball tipped out of the rebound. And the Wolverines come up with it. Albert thought he had it, and that is stripped away. Fowler up the floor, stops, right side it goes. Now it's Welsh, still turned for the free throw line. The jumper's good. And it's a 3-point game, 52-49. It was 12 just a little bit ago, and here's the Wolverines. Time out, Kemper Catholic. 5 minutes left to play. Kemper Catholic lead is now 3, 52-49. We're back in 30 seconds. You're looking at high school basketball on KJM.
Allow yourself more uptime in the field during planting and harvest season when you can't afford to wait. At Horizon Equipment, we want to reward our customers for taking the initiative to get their equipment inspected. Customers can now qualify for locked-in labor rates on certain pieces of equipment. Contact your local Horizon Equipment service manager to schedule your inspection today and view our 2013 service pricing guide online at www.horizonequip.com. Horizon Equipment, committed to your success.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here at Des Moines. 52-49 now. What was a 12-point lead for the Knights has been whittled down to 3. 5 minutes left to go as the Knights inbound. Up the front court they go. Left side, Riley Bach has it on the arc. They'll fling it out outside, leave it to Ludwig, top of the circle. Right side, Albert. Albert looking low. The center post breaks underneath. Now it's Cole Neary outside. Ludwig. Ludwig right side off the dribble to the corner. And he'll dump it back outside to Neary. Left side, Bach. Now Neary in the corner. Trying to feed Brinks. Now they get it to Albert. He feeds Brinks underneath. Brinks leaning. Shot blocked by Walsh. And Walsh stayed away with the ball. Passed away momentarily. Now picked up by Fowler. He'll come to the floor with it. Fowler off to T.J. Fowler. Fowler steps back off the dribble. Leaves it here near side for Ursum. Ursum hesitates. Now back out top. It goes to Fowler. Fowler. Drive. Stop. Look. Now the ball stripped away. It's on the floor. Welsh tried to get it back, and he's going to pick up a foul from behind. Alex Welsh goes on the floor and tried to reach in from the underside from behind. He picks up his fourth foul. So Welsh will hustle to the other side of his teammates to play a little defense with 4:09 left to play. 52-49, Kemper Catholic leading by 3, and they have the basketball. Ludwig will get a screen in the backcourt as he works it up ahead. Ludwig out top, guarded by Powder, leads it right side for Fox.
back on top, one way to the left side, it goes to Halbert, down low quickly, it goes in the lane near his shot, he passed it off rather, again, it's a break to miss the shot, got his own rebound, the putback, no good again, and now Welsh to rebound, for Nottoway Valley. Stuck right down by the block, now Bomber quick into the front court, first block with it. Dan Earthen got the ball here on the near side, he faked the three, and faked out the official as well, as he was called for the travel. Dean Frank back into the ballgame now for Nottoway Valley. 3:41 left. We're still stuck at 52-49.
You can feel the intensity cranking up. I don't know how fast Talbot has been clocked going down the floor the last couple of times, but he's really pushing it.
Well, they've had a couple chances for runouts, too, and long passes, but they haven't been able to get free enough to throw the pass up the floor. After rebound, now Bach leaves it for Ludwig in the front court for Kemper Catholic. Ludwig out top, guarded by Bowler. He can actually do something with the ball. He was awful close to a five-second count. And now we're going to have a push and a foul called out front. And is that against Bauer? So that's against T.J. Bauer. That'll be his fourth. Wasn't much contact there considering what we've seen here in the ball game, but they're going to hit Bauer with his fourth.
That was a tough call because Albert kind of leaned into him. He looked like he stumbled a little bit into him.
Alex Dries checks back in now. He'll take the inbounds pass. 3:15 left to play in the fourth. 3-point lead for Kemper Catholic. Back out top, Dries, right side. They go down low. It's Brinks driving the baseline. He'll lay that one up in the air. Sam Brinks got three underneath for the Buckets. And it's a 54-49 game. Out to the front court for Nottoway Valley. T.J. Bauer left side. Steps back on the dribble. Gets into the lane. All the way to the rack. The floater up. It won't go. Tap off and in by Welsh. Welsh was right there to get the bucket. 54-51. It's a three-point lead again for Kemper Catholic. 2:45 left. Dries front court now for the Knights. They'll go left side. Bach has it as they stretch it out top. Dries off the dribble, guarded by Fowler. They'll lead it back out top. Bach now near at the high post. Oh, his pass is picked off. He threw it right to T.J. Bauer. Now knocked away last touch by Kemper Catholic. Neary tried to throw one off the far side to Halper, but he threw that one right into the hand to T.J. Bauer. Nottoway Valley down three. We'll get the ball back. 2:25 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Wolverine's front court trailing by three. Fowler gets Earthen right side off the girl. Now Frank steps back for three. It's way short. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up by Brink. That might have been six. Dries to the front court now for Kemper Catholic. Across the box. High post with Neary. Neary drives the right side underneath, and he's fouled by Earthen. Earthen probably got all the ball, and he's taking a tie-up, but foul call with 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to play, and that'll send Cole Neary to the free throw line for Kemper Catholic. Neary on the season, a 69% free throw shooter. This is his first trip to the line today. Neary's first one is good. That makes it a two-possession game. Now we have a timeout asked for by Nottoway Valley. 2:02 left. Kemper Catholic, 55-51 the lead. Back in 1 minute, you're looking at high school basketball on KJAN.
Guthrie's River Rockets. Two nights, eight bands, one big party, July 26th and 27th. Friday, it's Chris Cagle and Big and Rich with Cowboy Troy. Then Saturday, July 27th, it's Josh Thompson, Gretchen Wilson, and Hank Williams Jr. Guthrie's River Rockets. Two-day discounted tickets, VIP, and camping go on sale February 9th at MidwestTix.com. Want all the details? Get them at GuthriesRiverRuckus.com. Sponsored by Budweiser, Pop and Joe's RV Center, Guthrie County State Bank, Butler, Ronnie and Dr. Pepper.
Spring is just around the corner, and that means track is starting and runners are getting out of the gym. Even though it's springtime, don't let the weather fool you. It still gets chilly, and Outfitters Plus Retail Store in Atlantic has all the gear to keep you warm. Hi, this is Zach. Come in and check out our compression tights and shirts to keep you warm while you're running. We also carry a full line of coats, coveralls, sweatshirts. Everything you need to keep warm, we have. Stop in at Outfitters Plus Retail Store, the best kept secret in town, located on the east edge of Atlantic.
Chris Parks back with you here in Des Moines. 2:02 left on the fourth quarter clock, 55-51. Kemper Catholic with a four-point lead. Cole Neary made his first free throw attempt. He's got one more coming as we come back out of the timeout. And his second one is also good. 56-51, a five-point lead again for Kemper Catholic. And Nottoway Valley up the floor with the ball. Fowler drops the sideline. Kemper Catholic drops back into the zone. They don't even bother to pressure back court now. High post, it goes to Welsh. Welsh in the lane, all the way to the rack. Lays it up, missed it. Got his own rebound. The putback is good. And a foul. Basket good by Wells as he followed it right up. His quick leaping ability got him an opportunity to get the bucket, and he gets a foul inside called as well. And they're going to call it, oh, is it no basket? Oh, I guess they didn't give him the basket.
Huh.
On four, huh? Wow, they're going to call it no basket, I guess. And wow, that was a shock. So it's still a five-point game, 56-51. And the ball out of bounds in Nottoway Valley. Wolverines have it. Out of their left side, getting a large launch up the three. It's no good. Wells, the rebound up high. He goes back up for it. He gets fouled from behind. Riley Fox went up, took the fake, and landed on Wells' back. So Wells will go to the free throw line now. Nottoway Valley now is in the bonus. So the free throw line, Alex Wells, with a minute 42 to play, and he'll get a chance to shoot for one of them. Well, he'll get two free throws here. And the shooting foul, his first one, is good. Right, cut this back to a one-possession game again. 56-52 to score. One more try coming here for Alex Wells. And his second one is no good. Off the rim, rebounded by Albert. Kemper Cassidy with a four-point lead in the ball. Under a minute, 40 to go now. Front court, Albert has it out front. Three, left side to Riley Fox. Fox off the dribble. Out here, the center stripe. Almost lost that as Frank almost stole away from it. Now Breeze has it. They try to double him up. They leave it across to the left side. Now back right side comes to Fox. He goes up off the head fake and crosses the ball up and off the glass. I don't think that's what their coaching staff wanted, but it went in 58-52 now. Down low, they get it to the big guy. Welsh drives it. Dunk over the top is good. 105 left to go. 58-54. Pressure backcourt now by Nottoway Valley as Jerry almost lost the basketball. Now fires up the floor. Wide open Albert underneath, and he lays it in. 58, I think that's 60-54 with 52 seconds left. Foul to the front court. Right side, gets it to Fowler. He steps back, fires a three. No good. Rebound inside, taken by Kemper Kaplan. Locked up high with a rebound. 40 seconds left. Yeah. Kemper Kaplan to the front court. Three is nearing. And Fowler's going to try to commit the foul. That'll be five on him.
That's a spot here, too, because they still have three more fouls to give here before they send them to the line. So they're going to really have to work hard to get these fouls called quickly.
So T.J. Fowler's day is done. Step to his teammates to see if his season is over.
Neary takes the inbound. Now,
oh, oh boy, Dean Frank reached in from behind. I thought he tied it up. They're going to call him for the foul. That will give Kemper Cassidy the ball out of bounds. With 32 seconds left, Neary has Neary's triple team. Now gets it off to Halbert. Halbert dumps it into the corner for Bach. And across it comes to three. We're going to have to play keep away now. Off top it goes once again. 19 seconds left. Nottoway Valley. Now foul. Reversa reaches in from behind and gets Cole Neary with the 16 seconds left. And no free throws yet. They're not in the bonus yet, so it'll be out of bounds.
One more here.
The inbound backcourt, it's Neary once again. A foul called immediately. Fowler whistled for touching his jersey. Wasn't much contact, so I guess the official knew what they wanted to do. 14 seconds left, 60-54. Kemper Catholic with a chance from the free throw line to put a nail in this one.
And the free throw attempt by Neary, the front of the bonus, feels good.
Up off the bench now for Nottoway Valley, Jackson Lamb checks into the ballgame. Alex Welsh checks out. Looking for shooters right now. Just 14 seconds left. Neary's second free throw, no good. And he got the rebound. It was tapped right back out to him. He throws it out front. Reeves up with it. 10 seconds left. Rich has it. And now Nottoway Valley's just going to let it run. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, and we are done. And Kemper Catholic has avenged an earlier season loss to Nottoway Valley and has come here to the state tournament and knocked out the Wolverines in the first round. 61-54, the final score. Kemper Catholic with a big first quarter run. And they beat Nottoway Valley here in the first round of the boys' Class 2A State Basketball Tournament. 61-54, Kemper Catholic a winner. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
We have all become experts at customizing. We customize the ringtone on our cell phones. We customize the wallpaper on our computers. Your local Pekin Insurance Agency, Rocker Carnes & Carnes, in Oneida, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs, has agents on staff who are experts at customizing insurance programs. Whatever type of insurance coverage you need, auto, home, business, life, or health, Rocker Carnes & Carnes will customize an insurance program for you. Call Rocker Carnes & Carnes for customized insurance coverages with valuable personal attention to your specific needs from Pekin Insurance.
Bugs, spiders, and bees, yuck. Some boys may like them, but I don't. I don't want them in my house. And if you don't want them in your house, you need to call my Grandpa Bill at Atlantic Pest Control. Grandpa will help you get rid of those creepy, crawly things. He's the best at getting rid of bugs.
Atlantic Pest Control will help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. For your free estimate, which might be more affordable than you think, give Bill a call at 243-6900 and rid yourself of those creepy, crawly pests today.
Ottawa Valley just receiving their award for playing in the state tournament. Not the one you want to hoist. As Kemper Catholic comes up with a win here today, 61-54, the final. As the Wolverines fall here in the first round to Kemper Catholic. Ottawa Valley beat Kemper Catholic 64-60 in the regular season, but just not enough firepower here today to try to rally back here. Once Kemper Catholic got on the Jazz here in the second half, they came out with a 21-11 third quarter advantage, taking a 10-point lead. They led by as many as 12 points here in the second half. Ottawa Valley was able to get it close, but could never get it tied or get that lead back. And it just seemed like Kemper Catholic used their length down low to ensure themselves an opportunity to keep that lead down the stretch and pick up the victory. Yeah, you know, they kind of got on that little bit of a run and got their crowd really involved there for a while. It was a kind of a big momentum swing there for a little while, and you kind of wondered how Ottawa Valley was going to be able to respond and get anything going back in a positive direction. But I give them credit too, because they fought right back, made it a very interesting ball game there at the beginning of the fourth quarter, a nice rally for them to get back close in the game. But boy, Kemper Catholic just right there to make enough of those hustle plays to continue to get the victory. They're doing a great job of finding guys in the right spot to catch the ball and go right to the basket and get looks. A bunch of good looks down low for Sam Brinks, and Halber had a nice one. They found him alone underneath there late when they really needed a bucket to help continue on and hold the lead, and just made those little plays throughout the second half to get the victory. When you take a look at numbers, you'll see some differences here tonight, or today in the ball game this morning, I guess, is the Kemper Catholic Knights. It's a pretty big game. They have some pretty big guys down low, and they really took advantage of that early foul trouble by Ottawa Valley. It seemed like it wasn't that big a deal, but it really was in the way the game played out, because Alex Welsh, T.J. Bauer, both picking up three early. Both had to be very careful. It's been a long time on the bench, but they had to be very careful in the way they played, and Kemper Catholic was much more aggressive down low, and it really showed. Sam Brinks, 24 points, 9 rebounds here in the ball game. Almost all of that coming down to the block. Chris Halbert, 10 points, 10 boards. Cole Neary at 13.6 rebounds. Riley Fox, 6.8 rebounds. Had a bunch of guys pulling down rebounds there as they had a 37-27 rebounding advantage in the ball game. And really the difference in the contest tonight, today for Kemper Catholic, as they pick up the victory here over Ottawa Valley, winning it by 7-61-54. We'll take another quick time out. We'll be back to get you some more numbers and wrap up our broadcast here. Ottawa Valley fouls out of the tournament in the quarterfinal round. Kemper Catholic posting a 61-54 victory here in this one today. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
When they say expect more from a train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area train dealer. Do you know the true train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new train home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
Have you checked out the new Anita Sinclair location? For your convenience, they offer gas and diesel, pay at the pump 24/7. They accept the Olson card, debit, and any major credit cards. They also have a great new convenience store. Plus, they do tire repair and service work. And don't forget about Olson Fuel Supply for on-the-farm delivery of gasoline or diesel fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, the keep-you-going company.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines as Kemper Catholic pulls off a second-half rally, 61-54. They defeat Nottoway Valley here today. Take a look at the numbers for Nottoway Valley here in the ballgame. They got pretty balanced scoring here today, but again, just a little, had to be a little too careful down low here in this one, and it ended up costing them. You can't make enough threes to save you some nights, especially when the opportunities just aren't there inside. You have to be a little bit careful. 16 points for Alex Welsh to lead the way. Also, a dozen rebounds. T.J. Bauer had 11 points, 10 rebounds. Brad Fowler, Dean Frank, they each had 11 points as well here in the basketball game. And again, those fouls. Bauer with 5. He fouled out late. Welsh had 4. They both spent much of the day with foul troubles. They just couldn't be as aggressive defensively, and it just really showed.
Yeah, it did. And you look at the way that the game started and the impact that Alex Welsh was having underneath was just, it seemed like it was going to be impossible for Kemper Catholic to do anything consistently down there because he was blocking shots left and right and just being a fixed force inside. And yeah, you could tell they kind of wore on him there in the second half with those fouls. You got to play smarter. You really just have no choice but to be a little bit less aggressive. And Kemper Catholic did a good job of finding guys in the right spots, too. It wasn't just that he had to play a little bit softer there. It was that they were doing a good job of passing the ball into the right spots also. And kind of that combination worked against Nottoway Valley here in the second half.
Well, you look at the team shooting numbers, too. 38% for Nottoway Valley, 21 of 55 from the floor, 24 out of 51 for Kemper Catholic, 47%. But the three-point shooting, Kemper Catholic was 4 of 10. Nottoway Valley made 7, but they had to shoot 25 of them to get to that 7. And that's tough when you have to shoot that many threes to try to get yourself back in a ballgame late like that. And, you know, your percentages just aren't going to be very good. And when you take a look at how Kemper Catholic was able to shoot 47% from the floor, you take, say, for example, half of those three-point attempts away from Nottoway Valley and turn those into higher percentage inside shots like Kemper Catholic was able to do, and you can see where you're able to wear a team down.
Yeah, I mentioned that too there at the halftime break, that was something that was maybe a little bit concerning for Nottoway Valley was the fact that they, you know, had shot so many threes and a couple of them that were really long that they knocked down because you're just not going to consistently hit those types of shots. It seemed like early on there in the second half they weren't shooting quite as many of those, but and you mentioned down the stretch, then you kind of get the feeling that you needed to. You know, to try to get back into the game. So they're putting up some more of those shots, and they just weren't going down for them. And, yeah, it's tough. You know, you shoot 39% there in the first half from the three-point arc and then drop to just 17% there in the second half. So, yeah, it's a big change, and it can make a big difference in a hurry on the scoreboard. And we saw how quickly both these two teams can go on scoring runs. And when you're not making those kind of shots, it's pretty tough to get on that run to get the lead for Wolverine. On Kemper Catholic leading with 34-24 points in the paint and also 19-14 edge in second chance points. You see their dominance inside here today. And again, Nottoway Valley's not seen that much this year. They've usually been the one that's been able to dominate inside because Alex Welsh is not just 6'7 with long arms, but very athletic and a good leaper, too. How many dunks did he have? 3 or 4 here in the ball game today. Some of them in tight quarters. He's able to elevate over most of the guys that he's playing against during the course of the season. But Kemper Catholic just brings too many guys at 6'5, 6'6 with long arms into the paint for you. And, you know, it's just tough to have to compete against so many different kids.
Well, that's a big difference, I think. You know, you're really relying on Welsh there for the Wolverines to try to do that, and Kemper Catholic doesn't have to do that. But, of course, they did have one guy that really stepped up for him in Sam Brinks. But, you know, you have Halber that they could throw down there. Abak could go down there and play a little bit, too. And just had a lot of guys that can really mix it up down underneath. And the one thing I think I was really impressed with Sam Brinks with here in this game is how quickly he went to the basket. You know, every time he had an opportunity and knew he had a little bit of space to get a shot up, he was right up there. He was flying up off his feet and getting a shot off the glass. And, boy, more often than not, he was knocking them down.
it's a 2A team that plays in a 3A conference primarily, so they're playing larger teams with a lot of big guys, you know, that they're going to see night in and night out in that 3A conference. And that is a help when you get into the postseason. It certainly does give you a bit of an advantage when you know you've been knocking against big bodies like that over and over and over again. So it's worked out well for them, and it worked out well for them here today with a 61-54 first-round victory here in the state basketball championship. So not only Valley with the loss, they suffer their second loss of the season. They fall to 23-2 on the season. And for Kemper Catholic, they improve to 17-8 on the season with the victory. And they'll move on to the Class 2A semifinals coming up on Thursday. Nottoway Valley season comes to a close here in this one this morning. So early morning basketball for you here from Des Moines, and that'll be it for us. That's our last basketball game of the 2012-13 high school basketball season. So we thank you for joining us for all of our basketball coverage here this season here on KJAM. We'd like to have had more, but the two teams we were covering have both been beaten in the first round, so that'll do it here for us. It's been fun. Another good season. High school basketball had some really accomplished teams around the area, some that obviously didn't make it as far as they would have liked to at the end of the year, but there were some fun teams to follow here this season. Again, Nottoway Valley fouls out in the first round. Kemper Catholic a winner, 61-54 over the Nottoway Valley Wolverines here in Class 2A quarterfinal round action. That's going to do it for our coverage. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast here today. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us, and so long from Des Moines.